It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everybody, from Humboldt, Nebraska, the home of the HTRS Titans. It is high school basketball tonight. We have a battle between the HTRS Titan girls and boys against the Johnson County Central Thunderbird girls and boys, The two teams matching up here tonight. And they'll be tipping it off here in about 10 minutes or so after we get all the introductions and such done. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner. They are the presenting sponsor for tonight's action here on Sunny 101.3. Titans have left the floor. The Thunderbirds are out warming up yet here for Coach Garrett Collins. They are 11-4 on the year. The Titans come in here for Coach Skyler Schulman with a record of 8-6 on the season. If you come to the game, come on out. They've got a baked potato bar going out here. They're raising money out here tonight for some events. So come on out, baked potato bar, all the fixings. And I see people carrying them all over the gymnasium here, having their supper prior to the ball game. And I think that goes on until 8 o'clock. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, and I'll tell you who's going to start this action tonight for both teams after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Humboldt, and we are set to get things underway here in a few minutes. Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for the girls' game. We'll begin with the visitors from Johnson County Central tonight. It's going to be for Coach Garrett Collin, a 5'9" sophomore, Riley Wellensick, 5'8" sophomore, Sophia Schmid, a 5'10" junior, Molly Weber, 6'2" senior, Ashley Beefy, and 6' senior, Harley Lubin. Riley Wellensick, Sophia Schmid, Molly Weber, Ashley Beefy, and Harley Lubin. You're starting five tonight for the KCC Thunderbirds. For the Titans tonight, Coach Skyler Schulman's starting five will include 5'9" freshman. That's not 5'9" senior, Ellie Bestanding. I'm not sure how she got marked down as a freshman. Ellie, I'm sure he would like to have her be a freshman, but she's a senior. a 5'5" senior, Maddie Bredemeyer, a 5'7" senior, Kennedy McLarnon, a 5'6" senior, Lillian Bowen, and 5'7" sophomore, P.J. Howell. Those are your starters for the Titan girls tonight. Ellie Bestandick, Maddie Bredemeyer, Kennedy McLarnon, Lillian Bowen, and P.J. Howe. That is starting 10 in this girls' game tonight. Later, it's the boys' game, pretty well matched record-wise. GCC for Coach Kirk Ferris. They are 9-5 on the year, and HTRS 8-7 on the season for Coach Jamie Stice. So we'll have that one coming up here later on tonight. Over on KTNC tonight, we have a makeup game that's going on, a girl-boy doubleheader. Randy Gatula is up at Johnson, where tonight the Johnson Brock Eagles are hosting Exeter Milligan Friends. That game was postponed last Friday night due to the weather, so they are making it up tonight. So we have that game over on Sister Station KTNC, and of course all of our games on the MSC Radio app. MSC Radio app, click in there and you can find any of our ball games that we have on the air throughout the year. So teams get buzzed over to the bench. They're going to do the starting lineups here, and we'll go from there. Here, I'm a little confused on what's going on. The officials come over, they get lined up while we're doing all this. We'll take another 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with a look at the tip-off and the opening salvo of this game coming up on Sunny 101.3.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Tap, tap, tap. No, that's not tap dancing. That's the sound of F&M Bank's tap and pay cards making checkout a breeze. Plus, every tap of the special design card sends support straight into our local schools. With over $50,000 already given back, your next purchase could be the start of something powerful. Stop by F&M Bank and check out their special card designs. Tap to pay, tap to give, tap into something bigger. Only at F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Tri-State Region, Sunny 101.3.
Here we are at Humboldt, and the tip is controlled by Johnson County 7. The first shot of the game put up by Riley Wellensick. Can't connect, and the rebound brought down by the Titans. And in the front court comes Zillian Bowe, and she'll take the ball off to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer holds out on the left sideline. I'll tell you what happened here in a few moments. It's kind of funny now. It wasn't funny for about 30 seconds. Here's a shot from the left side. Bowen up and good from 16 feet on the left side. And the Titans take the early lead, 2-0. 2-0, HTRS girls with the lead here tonight to start the ball game. All right, the Titans on the defense now, zoned up, and playing catch on the outside will be the Thunderbird girls. With it, right side of the hand of Sophia Schmid. Swinging around the perimeter. Now a drive into the free throw area, into the paint, shot up and a foul. Foul will go against Kennedy McLaren of the Titans, her first foul of the ball game. And at the free throw line is going to be Riley Wellensick. First free throw for the sophomore is up. No good. Should get another one here. Just a minute gone by here in the ball game. Second free throw coming up here. On the way up and rolls around and goes in. So we've got a 2-1 ball game. Titans with the lead of the ball. They tried to set a trap to JCC at midcourt. They didn't get the trap set, but it worked. The pass went over the top for Maddie Bredemeyer. And it went out of bounds on the far side, so it will be T-Birds basketball. So the Thunderbirds have the ball now, come back the other way into the hands of Harley Lubin. Fires it up, no, and the rebound comes down to P.J. Howe for the Titans. Howe to the right side, off to Bowen, beyond the three-point line, double-teamed. They extend that defense out all the way now to the left corner, three-pointer up off the backboard, no good by Bredemeyer. Bestandig, the rebound, and the putback good for the Titans senior. Allie Bestandig makes our score 4-1. Titans have the lead. Off the right side, the ball goes now into the hands again of Harley Lubin. Take it back out top. Molly Weber over to Lubin for three. It's up, it's down in the right corner. Harley Lubin with the triple, and we are tied at 4. 4-4 here in the early part of the ball game. 5:50 to play. Front court with the basketball. McLarnett cross court, too tall, out of bounds, and it will be Thunderbird basketball. T-Birds have it. Coming up the floor with it will be Sophia Schmid. Schmid fires the ball across court, right side to Molly Weber. Pulls up for three, in and out, no good. Rebound underneath by Beethy. She can't connect, and the rebound is grabbed by Ellie Bestandig. Bestandig with the rebound and up the floor with the basketball. Bredemeyer pulls up at the midcourt line, passes forward, and now a pass stolen away as it's made forward by Howe, and a run out of the other end. The layup good for Wellensick. She's got her first field goal, and now it's 6-4, the lead to JCC. Dribbling through traffic, Bredemeyer, cross-court pass to Bowen, right block, off the glass, up and good. Lillian Bowen at her second hoop, and we are tied at 6 here in this early going. T-Bird ball to the front court, not shy about shooting the three here early on in this contest. They play catch with it, out top, Schmid drives in, fires on the rim two times, no. Rebound, Ellie Bestandig. Bestandig will bring it out of there, give the ball up. Her teammate, Bowen, through traffic, top of the circle, passes right side wing to Howe. Drives, gets the ball up, and a whistle to foul will put P.J. Howe at the line for HTRS. Titans being aggressive here. The foul will go on Harley Lubin. First foul of the game on the Centerburg. Free throw on the way up and off the mark, no good. 4:31 to play in this opening period. Ready again, P.J. Howe, sophomore, gets set. On the way up and rattles and rolls off. Rebound picked off there by Ashley Beefy. To the front court comes the basketball with the Thunderbirds down in the right corner to Lubin. Pass inside, stolen away by Bestandig. Bestandig makes the catch in the paint. And up the court come the Titans. In the front court, Powell to Bredemeier. To Bowen. Hands it off back to Bredemeier. Back to Bowen. Three ball, left wing. Too strong, and the rebound. Wait a minute, the official pointed one way, then pointed the other. And I was going to say with his original call, it's Titan basketball. Okay. Into the game comes Charlene Bobadilla for the Thunderbirds. Inbound the ball. Nearly falling out of bounds with it, but getting away with it was Bredemeier. She drives in, and she's going to be fouled. We'll go to the free throw line. Foul again on Harley Lubin. She picks up two quick ones. And at the line now, Maddie Bredemeier. First one up, off, no good. She'll get another one right back into the ball games. Comes Ashley Beefy. Lubin will sit down with the two fouls. Halfway through the first quarter, 3:55 left in this girls' first quarter of action tonight. Second free throw up, rattles, bang, no. Bestandig, rebound, lost it, got it back, shoots it, no. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to be in the hands of the T-Birds. Up the front court of the basketball now, across the midcourt stripe. Throw the ball to the inside for Beefy. Beefy, and she's traveled with it. Bestandig had her from behind. Another girl for the Titans had her in front. And she couldn't make a clean catch and got too many steps in there. It will be Titan basketball in a 6-6 ball game, 3.5 to play, opening period. Off the right side, Bowen takes it, Bredemeier underneath Bestandig, up and good, left block, up and good. Bestandig's got her second hoop, and the lead now back to the Titans, 8-6. To the front court, stolen away. Tipped by the Titans, McLaren. Now Bowen ends up with the basketball up the floor. Had it naked away from her, stolen away by Bobadilla. And now the T-Birds will bring the ball back up the floor. Lillian Bowen was looking for somewhere to go with the basketball, and they reached in and swiped it away. Take the ball in on the bounce. Turn around, good for Ashley Beefy. Her first bucket ties her game at 8 apiece. Third tie in the first quarter. Timeout on the floor. 2:47 to go in the period, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfia in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfia.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfia.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Timeout was taken there by the T-Birds, and it's Titan basketball, and bringing the ball up the floor now will be Maddie Bredemeier. Off the right side, ball over there. Jazzy Fry, yeah, just checked in the game during the timeout. Had it knocked loose, and no foul call. I don't know what he called, double dribble by the T-Birds. All right, Bowen, left side of the floor, dribbles into the free throw circle, goes down the right side of the lane. Shot rejected by Beefy. Beefy at 6'2", knocked that one away, and here comes JCC to the front court, into the hands now of Bobadilla. Out top, Schmid. Schmid will give the ball up there for Weber on the left side. Now inside Beefy, turns, kicks it across the floor now to Bobadilla. And back out top, thinking about a triple, no. Driving now into Beefy off the glass. Oh, around the rim, wouldn't go. Missed it a second time, and the rebound grabbed up by Bestandig. So Ellie Bestandig gets the rebound. A couple of tough shots there. I mean, the good shots just would not go in, especially that first one. Bastandi kicks it out, and Brennemeyer for three. It's up. No good. Rebound bounced around. It's picked up off the floor by Beefy. She's got four boards already. And to the front court come the T-Birds with the ball on the right side now. Bobadilla back up top. Three ball, right side of the circle. Missing everything. No good. Out of bounds it goes. Schmidt couldn't connect that time. Titans will bring into the game Kennedy McLaren again. Seeing coming in. Out Jazzy Fry. Titans make their change. So Audrey Case, a 6'1 sophomore, checks in here for JCC. And also checking in is Leighton Beefy. Inside Bastandic with the entry from Bo and the assist. And 6 points now for Ellie Bastandic. Titans up 10-8. Good matchup so far. A minute five to go in the period. Inside the ball goes to Case. Back out to the top with the ball. Beefy inside. Stolen away by the Titans. Bastandic with the steal. That's her second steal to go with. Pretty good number of rebounds already. Here we come. Into Bastandic. Inside the left block. Up and good. She's got eight, and the Titans lead it now by a score of 12-8 here in the first quarter. Biggest lead of the period. Inside Case. Back and in. Spins on Bastandic. Off the glass. No. Rebound. Ellie Bastandic. All right. To the front. The Titans with 27 seconds. The shot clock is off. Dribbling in the midcourt circle will be Titans' Maddie Brennemeyer. Now they're coming out. May set a trap. No, didn't get there. Bowen, left sideline, skips it across the floor now for Howe. Back to Brennemeyer, 11 on the clock, down to Bowen in the right corner. She's going to fire on the rim. No, Bastandic, the rebound, falling away, up and in. Bastandic's got 10 and 5 so far from midcourt on the way. No good from Sophia Schmidt after one. It's HTRS 14, JCC 8. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC radio app.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back we go to live action here at Humboldt, 14-8. Titans lead in for three, a long one from the front. No good by Harley Lubin, just playing with two fouls for the Thunderbirds. We come back the other way now. The rebound to the Titans. Bowen in the left side gives the ball inside toward the paint to McLaren. Now through the middle, into Bastandic, right side, right hand up. No good. Rebound grabbed by Harley Lubin. 14-8, Titans lead here. Bobadilla takes the ball into Case, now swinging around, back out to Bobadilla. Inside the ball goes to Case, turns, no good, but a whistle and a foul, and I think Ellie Bastandic picks up her first foul of the ball game. Here comes the official, it says number two. So we're on the same page there. First foul of the second quarter on the Titans, and at the free throw line, Audrey Case at the line. Sophomore sets, fires, and it's off the rim, no good. All right, ready to go again. Second one on the way, up and good. And Audrey Case makes it 14-9. To the front court we go. Titan ball, Bowen with it. now. Top swinging around the right side. Three ball off the mark. No good by P.J. Howe. Rebound picked up on the baseline by McLaren. Skip it across the floor, and now at the top is Bredemeyer. Left side, a drive and a floater up, no good by McLaren. Coming out with a rebound are the Thunderbirds. That's going to be Lubin with the rebound. She'll bring it up and now pass the ball off. With it momentarily, Sage Rother. Now in the corner, Rother into the game during the quarter break. Bobadilla, right side, looking against the Titans zone defense here. Back it goes, Lubin. Holds it right side. Pass entry. Stolen by Bastandi. Her third steal of this first period. Or first half, I should say. So the ball's knocked loose on the far side. Nebraska with 7:09 to go in the first half in that big matchup. Back in Michigan, leading in the first half, 36-27, with about 7:10 to go. Bowen hits the three, but we got a whistle before the shot and an offensive foul called against Maddie Bredemeyer. Her first, the team's second. You heard that right. Number 5, Nebraska, number 3, Michigan, 36-27, I believe. The Huskers without Rink Mast tonight, and also without Frager, who is hurt with that ankle. Out front, tipped away on the pass by Bowen, into control to Beethy. Layton off the right side, and she got both hands on the ball. Double dribble, turned it over to the Titans, 14-9. HTRS with the lead here in quarter number 2. 5:45 to go. To the front court of the basketball, Maddie Bredemeyer. Brings the ball to the left side of the floor to Howe. Back to Bredemeyer, right side Bowen. They jump out on her. Bounce pass attempt inside. Knocked away. Kicked by Lubin out of bounds. So triggering from the baseline will be P.J. Howe on the right side. Get it into Bastandi beyond the three-point line. In to Bredemeyer. Thought about a three. Didn't. Tried to pass it. Stolen away. On the run the other way is Lubin. Stopped. Pops for three. Up. No. Rebound. They tried to save it in, but stepping on the end line, Audrey Case, before she could tip the ball back in there to a teammate. So here comes HTRS with the basketball once again. To the front court to go. She's picking up her dribble, Bredemeyer, at the volleyball back line. Now we'll give the ball up. Cross court, they play catch, her and P.J. Howe. Now skip it right side into the hands of McLaren. McLaren tries to go down to Bastandi. The ball tipped out of bounds. Here come three more players in for the Thunderbirds. Entering the game now, Jarly Reyes. Also in there, Sophia Schmidt back in. And an inbound bounce pass. No good, but Bastandi with the rebound. Oh, and she can't connect that time on the bunny. And here come the Thunderbirds down by 5, 14-9. Now take the ball inside to Beefy. Knocked away. She was double-teamed front and back. And the foul on Bastandi. That's a big one for the Titans. Allie's got her second foul of the game. Team foul number 3. She'll have to be careful. She's already got 10 points, 6 rebounds in the game. So the ball comes in. Lubin makes the catch. Lost the handle on it. Went up and draws a foul on the Titans. She'll be at the line to shoot a pair. This time the foul on HTRS. On number 12, Kennedy McLaren. Now she has 2 fouls. And that's the 4th team foul of the quarter on HTRS. Lubin has 3 points at the line. Free throw up, no good. She made a triple back in the first quarter. So it's 14-9 yet. 4:45 left in this opening half here at Humboldt tonight. Second one up and good. 1 out of 2 makes it 14-10. To the front court with the basketball off the right side now. The Titans have it to P.J. Howe. Dribbles up, now pass into Bastandi on the left side. Guarded there. Free throw line jumper is off the mark. No good for Howe. Rebound to the Thunderbird. On the run, Sophia Schmidt through traffic. Weaves from the left side to the right side. gives the ball up for Reyes. Back it goes. Now inside, beefy turn. A little turnaround hook up and good. And that time, Bastani really couldn't challenge. Beefy gets her second hoop, and we got a two-point ball game, 14-12, HTRS. To the front court with the basketball now. Down to the left corner, Bowen, three ball, up and down from the left corner. That is Bowen's first three-pointer, and the Titans are up now 17-12 by five. To the front court. Here comes JCC. Here we go. Take the ball in, and a steal by Bastani. They tried to get it into Harley Lubin. She didn't see it coming, but Bastani picked up the bounce pass, and here come the Titans with 3:25 to go in the first half. They look down to Bowen. They don't give her the ball. Now she drives to the baseline, heads for the hoop. They fire a pass in there. She caught it and got fouled. Foul will go on Ashley Beatty, her first. First foul of the quarter on JCC with 3:20 to go. At the line, Lillian Bowen, 7 points in the first half, making eight. And it's now 18-12. That is the biggest lead of the game, 6 points. Lubin comes out with the two fouls, free throw in and out, no good. Rebound picked up there by Beefy. Lobs it ahead. Schmid trying to go down to the right baseline, trying to hit Harley Reyes, and the ball earlier just about got smacked. She's having a big time now. She's going, oh man. I know, I think the ball did get her. she's holding the sore spot. She turned away from it and got her anyway. Bowen for three, right corner, no. But Standing was after the rebound, and it got knocked away from her there by Riley Wellensick. So now we reset the offense for the Titans from the baseline, left side. Looking the ball in, it will be P.J. Howe. Comes into Bowen, knocked away. Good defense there by Reyes. And a steal, but an over and back. Stealing it on the HTRS side was P.J. Howe. Her momentum carried her across the midcourt line. Nothing she could do about that. You know, that's not a turnover you're upset with as a coach at all. She was hustling to make a steal, and old Mo wouldn't let her stop before she went over and back. 2:45 to go in the first half. 18-12 HTRS. Zoned up for the Titans. A drive to the paint. A floater up and good on the second hop for Sophia Schmid. And it is now 18-14. 2.5 to go. In the middle of a standing cross-court pass with it to McCarnan. Bounce pass down. Tip by the Thunderbirds. They can't catch up with it. Given chase was Sophia Schmid. And the ball got to the Thunderbird bench before they could catch up with it. Inbound the ball in the backcourt now to P.J. Howe. P.J. over to Bowen, and Lillian got an extra step in before she got the ball on the deck that time. So a turnover to JCC. All right, back to live action we come now. Up the floor with the basketball. Nearly walked before she got stopped with Schmidt again. Take the ball around the horn, now on the right side, drive it down, and they get the ball down there to Reyes. She can't catch up with it. It's out of bounds on the inline, and it will be Titan basketball. 2:10 to play. The clock is stopped. More trouble coming. Every time I look around, I get more trouble next to me. We come back the other way. Titans, two-pointer, free throw line good for P.J. Howe, her first two of the night. It's 20-14. JCC trailing by six. Lob over the top. Nice play and entry pass to Ashley Beefley. She's got her third hoop, and it's 20-16. The Titans lead. Minute 40 to go. Front court on the right side. Take the ball cross court in the hands now of McCarnan. To Bowen. Her pass out of there. Stolen away by Reyes. Reyes will give the ball up, and Weber will come up the floor. Her pass is knocked out of bounds off the hands of Maddie Bredemeyer. So the Thunderbirds will have the ball in front of the Titan bench. Back in comes Harley Lubin. Checking out Molly Weber. trigger the ball into the backcourt. And now walking it up will be Kennedy McLarnon. McLarnon working up, gives the ball away. Now hand the ball down to the right side. Three ball, right side up, and good. That's a three ball for Harley Reyes. And now we've got a one-point ball game, 20-19. 1:05 to play in quarter number two. Bounce pass down to Bowen. Drives up, shoots it, no. Rebound, tie up, and that's going to belong to the Titans on the alternating possession. The standing got tangled up there with the T-Bird on the rebound, held ball. In for the Thunderbirds comes Charlene Bobadilla again. Triggering from the baseline will be P.J. Howe into Bowen. Left corner, dribbles out, bounce pass in. Led the standing too far, taken away, throw it ahead to Reyes. Bobadilla looks, she'll hold it, now dribbles once and passes the ball off to Schmidt. 43 seconds left, first half. On the right side, Bobadilla down in the corner, taken in there. The standing with a dangerous knockaway there with two fouls. Now we've got a call on the inside as the ball is thrown into the paint. It's going to be free throws. The foul will go on the Titans. P.J. Howe, her first. Team foul number five of the quarter, so it's free throws here for JCC with 34 seconds to go. At the line is going to be Wellensick. 1-for-2 at the line and make it 2 out of 3. She's got 4 points now, and we are tied at 20. Last tie was at 8-8. Second free throw coming up for the lead for the Thunderbirds is good. And it's 21-20, the lead to JCC. Bowen to the front court, has it. The standing's been shut down here in the second quarter. At 10 in the first quarter, not scored in the second. Titans, in fact, have only 3 points this quarter. No, six, excuse me. Now, cross court, too tall on the pass, off the fingertips of Kennedy McLarnon on the far sideline. Back in comes Harley Lubin with 16 seconds to go in the first half. Standing, staying in there with the two fouls. Hooked up with Lubin. They give her the ball. She's got three defenders around her. Kick it back out. Three ball too strong from the right corner by Schmidt. Rebound and a throw from midcourt is online but just short. After one half of play, the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds lead the HTRS Titans in our girls game by a score of 21-20. 21-20 at halftime. JCC has the lead here at Humboldt. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back and give you the first half scoring wrap up on Sunny 101.3.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Did you know cervical cancer is preventable? Regular screenings with a Pap test can detect cell changes before cancer develops. If you are age 30 or over, your healthcare provider may recommend that you also have an HPV test along with your Pap. A vaccine is now available that provides protection against HPV, a common cancer-causing virus, and can help prevent cervical cancer. Women should schedule annual exams with their healthcare provider. Early detection saves lives. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to Humboldt. We're at halftime. It's 21-20. They are leading Humboldt Table Rock Senior in our girls' game. Our halftime recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. We had four ties and three lead changes in the first half of tonight's ball game. Scoring in the first half for the Peach Stress Titans, they're led by Ellie Bestandig. Senior had 10 points all in the first quarter. 8 for Lillian Bowen, and 2 more for P.J. Howe. They are 1-4 at the free throw line. Kennedy McLarnett and Ellie Bestandig, 2 fouls apiece for HTRS in the first half. For JCC in the first half, they have spread their scoring out a little more. Riley Wellenstick with 4. Sophia Schmidt has 2, 1 for Audrey Case, 3 for Harley Reyes on a 3-point bucket, 6 for Ashley Beathy, and Harley Lubin has 4 for JCC. Harley Lubin has 2 fouls for the Thunderbirds in the first half. Nobody else with more than 1 foul for JCC. It is 21-20, Johns County Central with the lead in our girls' game. We've got the second half of the girls' game, followed by the boys, coming up here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio app. We'll take a two-minute break. We'll find out what the weather is going to do next, then we'll be back with second half action coming up in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Great teams don't just happen. They're built through commitment and hard work. At Fast Global Solutions, we bring that same spirit to everything we do. From manufacturing to customer service, our employees work together every day to deliver innovative equipment and trusted solutions. Proudly rooted in our community for more than 45 years, FAST celebrates the student athletes who give it their all. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller with your weather for the tri-state area. Partly cloudy skies tonight, with temperatures falling back to around 10 degrees. And winds out of the southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. On Wednesday, lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-30s, right around average for this time of year. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Wednesday night, cloudy with temperatures falling back into the mid-teens. Thursday looks cloudy and cooler with high temperatures in the mid-20s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday night, a little bit of light snow, not much in the way of accumulation. Temperatures fall back into the mid-single digits. On Friday, we'll see partly sunny skies with high temperatures in the mid to upper teens. Friday night, clear and rather cold with temperatures falling back to near 5 below zero. Saturday, sunshine with high temperatures near 20. Sunday, sunny with high temperatures in the mid-30s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Ray Miller on Sunny 101.3.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha ArmConnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Did you know that martial arts can be a family activity? Find out how during Free Char Week at Helen Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at HelenMartialArts.com or give us a call, 402-380-3383.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in City.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy. Powered by progress.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
In Humboldt, halftime for girls game, it is 21-20. Johns County Central leading Humboldt Table Rock Senior. That's even closer than Nebraska-Michigan. Number 5, Nebraska leading number 3, Michigan at the Chrysler Center tonight in Michigan, 50-48 at halftime. That's a good score for Nebraska. It's a lot of points. Lower score, I would think, would favor Nebraska, but maybe not this year. Who knows? Nothing the Huskers do surprises us this year, right? Here we go the other way. Thunderbird basketball, a drive down the lane, and a floater up, and a good one for Sophia Schmidt. She's got 4 points, and it's now 23-20 JCC. They have a 3-point lead, their biggest lead of the ball game. Now, aggressive inside, get the ball to Bestandig, a nice entry pass. The assist goes to P.J. Half, and Bestandig with the basket. She's got 12 now, and we've got 23-22. Starting the second half for the Thunderbirds is Charlene Badia. She passed the ball inside and throwing the shot up. Wellensick can't connect. Scramble for the rebound. Wellensick comes down with it. Now throw it out for three. It's up. It's good for Sophia Schmidt. And she's got 5 points to start the second half. That's a three-pointer, and the lead is 4. Take the ball left side for the Titans in the front court. McLaren cross court with it. Howe driving into the paint. Tried to bounce it in there to Bestandig. Didn't get to anybody. Nobody touched it. Out of bounds. The ball goes. It will belong to the T-Birds. A minute 10 gone by here in quarter number 3. Over on Sunny, or this is Sunny 101.3, excuse me, over on KTNC tonight, Johnson Brock hosting EMF in a makeup game from Friday night. Randy Gatula's got the action on KTNC. Here's a runner from the left side, up no good by Bobadilla. The rebound to Bestandig. The other way, working it up the floor, P.J. Howe for the Titans. It's knocked away as she will try to split two defenders. A layup at the other end is good for Riley Wellensick. She's got 6, and the turnovers are hurting the Titans here. Now down by 6, 28-22. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here in Humboldt. Freeman Falcon Girls, you know, with Murdoch at halftime tonight, 16-12. It's the only other score we have at the moment. There's a second horn, and the Titans will inbound the ball. Maddie Bredemeyer will work it slowly up the floor here. Her team down by six. To the front court, Bastanic fires across court. Now down low to Bowen. Splits two defenders. Off balance, gets the ball away. Over the left side, long two. No good by McCarnan. And a rebounding foul is going to go on P.J. Howe. P.J.'s second. Team foul number one of the half. And I should say the third quarter, excuse me. I'll get used to that one of these days. All right, we come back here to the front. Inside, the ball is knocked loose by the Titans out of bounds. It'll be T-Bird ball underneath their own basket. Triggering the ball in will be Beefy. All the way out top and drive down. And Lubin for three. Got it. Right side, way behind the line for Harley Lubin. She's got seven now, and the lead is 31-22. All of a sudden, it's a nine-point advantage. Titans need a basket. Bowen gets the ball out. McCarnan, who kicked it on the floor, sitting down, held ball, is going to stay on the Titan end of the floor here. So the Titans will inbound from the far sideline. They go left to right towards the north bucket here in the first half, or second half, excuse me. Lob the ball to Bowen, knocked away. Good defense by Bobadilla. A lot of contact, no foul called. Now the Titans will inbound on the near side, about 5 feet up off the baseline. Howell will bring it in to Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer used up her dribble, and now it's Bastanic outside. Howell fires it to the midcourt, the free throw area. Too strong. Out of bounds. Titans with too many turnovers in this ball game. Now down by nine. Into the contest, Jazzy Frey for HTRS. Howell will sit down for the moment. 5:05 to go in the third. Takes the ball on the right side. Pass into the middle. Beefy outside. Bobadilla. Back out to the top with the ball now to Schmidt. Schmidt gets it inside, and a scoop shot up, a scoop shot down, and a foul on the Titans here. Foul is on Kennedy McLaren, her third foul, team foul number two of the quarter. The bucket was scooped up and in by Wellensick. She's got eight, four in the quarter, and make it five as she connects on the free throw. But now it is 34-22. The lead is 12. Titans not on the board here. Got 1 point, no buckets. Bowen for three, left side on the rim, no. Fight for the rebound. That should be Titan ball, and it is. The standing kept it alive, and it went off the fingers of Bobadilla or Beefy under there. So now triggering from the baseline, Jazzy Fry. Beefy at 6'2", guards the inbounder. Bounce pass in, that's a dangerous inbound. Held ball, going to turn it over now to the Thunderbirds. They tried to get it into Bowen on the bounce. There were two defenders with her. Immediate held ball. Up the floor with the ball now, Sophia Schmidt off the left side. Bobadilla down to Beefy. Left block, dribbles in, back out. Take it right side, Lubin. Wanted to fire three, now she'll back up, back inside, right block, get the ball there to Wellensick, and back out to the top. Lubin. 1-3, double team, gets the ball inside, and a held ball. Good job by Bestanding. Getting tangled up there with Wellensick, and the alternating possession goes back to Titans. Out of the game will come Kennedy McLarnon. Back in P.J. Howe for the Titans here. Coach Skyler Coolin looking for some answers. Titans dribble up to a trap. Now they pass it off. Three ball on the way off the mark. No good. Saved in by the Titans. Get the ball down, and Bredemeyer will fire in. Up, no good. The standing had the rebound, and did she get fouled? Yes, she did. And that will be number three on Harley Lubin. Her third. First foul of the half. The standing with eight rebounds to go along with a dozen points here. Lubin will sit down. Back in Molly Weber. So the inbound. Fry is knocked away, out of bounds. They'll do it again. Fry looks, lobs out top, but standing off the right side. Howe thought about it, couldn't get it away in time. Give the ball off to Lillian Bowen, right side, inside the standing. Dribbles in, shot rejected by Beefy, and takes it away. Bobadilla up the floor quickly to Schmid. Schmid picks up her dribble to Beefy. Out on the right side, a drive and a pass to the middle by Weber. Gets through, it's loose, picked up, and the Thunderbirds firing a shot up there. It will be Weber, rebound to Bestandig, and here come the Titans the other way, down by a dozen, 12. Pass from Bestandig, oh, underneath the P.J. Howe, couldn't hang on to it. Might have been deflected by a T-Bird. Fry comes out, back in for JCC, Kennedy McLarnon. 3:11 to play, third quarter, front court, Bobadilla holds it, looks back out top with the ball in the hand of Schmid, and a reach-in foul here, going to be on P.J. Howe, I believe it is, and that's P.J.'s third foul. So the Titans now have a couple of players with three fouls in the game. In again comes Audrey Case for JCC and Sage Rother, 5'5 senior, back in the ball game as well. All right, Bobbity on left side of the floor, passes into the middle, drive to the free throw line by the T-Bird, and now back out to the top. Weber holds it cross court. Bobbity looking left, down in the corner, taken inside. Case with it, pass knocked away, loose ball picked up by the Titans. McLarnon. McLarnon gets it out of there to Bredemeyer. Up the floor, Bowen moves around defender, throws it up on the iron, two hops, won't go, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by HTRS. 2:26 left, third period. 34-22, Johnson County Central with the lead. Coming up the floor will be Johnson County Central. Give the ball up. Throw it in the middle in the hands of Weber. Weber takes it down now to Case. Double team. Out to Bobadilla for three. Short, no good. Rebound picked out of the air by Bestandig. She now has nine boards in the game. Clock goes under 2 minutes left in the third period. Left side of the floor, Bowen from the wing for three, in and out, no good. The standing tipped it, but it went to Sage Rother. Rother will throw it ahead, and now a layup attempted at the other end by Case. Block, coming up from behind, blocking the ball but committing the foul, is Maddie Bredemeyer. Her second, team foul number four of this third quarter. Audra Case at the line, free throw up, good, she's 2 out of 3, and it's now 35-22. Titans without a bucket here in the third quarter, just one free throw. Second one up, no, rebound controlled by the Titans. Lillian Bowen comes out with it, she'll bring it herself. Picked up her dribble, tries to lob it into the standing, the ball knocked away, out of bounds in front of the Titan bench here by JCC. So we reset from the side. Bring the ball into Howe. PJ, a sophomore. Cross court now to Bowen. Into Bestandig. Left block. Turns in. Shoots. And it's off the glass, off the rim. Rebound picked away by Schmid. Schmid will push it herself for JCC. Schmid dribbles. Timeout with a minute 14 to go in the quarter. We return after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
To be successful in the agricultural market, you need the right equipment, the highest quality of seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best in crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth or Nate Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance and Seneca at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Another score tonight. With about half of the fourth quarter left up in Auburn, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading Ball City 52-18 in that game tonight. To the front, JCC with the basketball on the right side to Weber. Back out to the top and down the lane. Runner on one hand, Schmidt. No, rebound to Standing. 10 boards and 12 points for Ellie to Standing now. Titans need some offense. To the front, cross court. Tip, then it bounces off Lillian Bowen. Picked up by Audrey Cage. To the front court she goes, gives the ball up to Sophia Schmid. Now to Bobadilla. Into Case. Kicks it out of there. Bobadilla back to the top to Schmid on the right side. She'll dribble. 17 on the shot clock. Plenty of time to go here. Bobadilla left side. Open in the corner, Schmidt drives around defender, shoots around the rim, no. End up with her own rebound after a couple of players from each team can't control it. 12 on the clock. Over to Bobadilla in the paint, throws it up, one hand, no. Rebound controlled by Cage. Can't get it, rebound, but standing. Two on the clock. The heave from beyond midcourt, no good. After three, it's JCC 35, Humble Table Rock Steiner 22. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Join us for light refreshments as we wish Jeff Huffless all the best at his farewell reception on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office. Stop in and wish Jeff well on his new venture and meet the SBS team who will continue to serve your insurance needs. We look forward to seeing you on Wednesday, January 28th from 1 to 3 p.m. at our Onega office.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Back at Humboldt. Fourth quarter ready. Johnson County Central basketball to start the game and start the fourth quarter. And the ball comes in to Molly Weber off the left side. Gets it right back. Pass to the corner. Down to the right side to Sage Roth, who starts this fourth period. Also playing the key is Navia Brown. And we've got a traveling violation down on that right side. Rother got an extra step in there, and it'll be Titan basketball down by 13 here. Well, 7:44. I never told you the story of what happened before the game, did I? We were sitting here ready to go. They did the starting lineups. They introduced the Titan, or excuse me, the Thunderer. Here's a three-pointer for Bowen. It won't go. Weak side rebound to Molly Weber. So when they introduced the Lady Titans, they shut off the lights, and lo and behold, it shut down the AC power to our broadcast. So everything went dead. Fortunately, it only took about 40 seconds. They came right back on. But that was a surprise. Kurt Kilmer and I have some of the most interesting things happen to us when we work together. I won't blame that one on Kurt, though, tonight. Wonder if it'll happen in the boys' game. Here's the standing from 12. No, rebound brought down by Howe. But the standing, she throws it back, and it's going to be over and back as Maddie Bredemeyer can't get up the ladder far enough to get that pass, and it's going to be Thunderbird ball, timeout, HTRS. A minute gone by here in the fourth. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC radio app.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
Seven to go in the fourth period. Girls game tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The boys game will follow. Titans break the huddle. That's the loudest, rudest horn around the area here at HTRS. But at least you can hear it. Three ball, left corner, up and good for the T-Birds, for Harley Reyes, her second one of the night. And now it is 38-22. A 16-point advantage for Johnson County Central. Such a good first-half ballgame. A one-point lead. Bowen for three, no. Rebound controlled by HTRS by McLarnon. Back out to Bowen. Bowen's pass down. She threw it one way. McLarnon went the other, and the ball ends up with the Thunderbirds. To the front court with the basketball. Sage Rother passes it off on the right side to Weber. Fires it across court into the hands of Reyes. Now underneath to Lubin. Dribbles underneath and threw the ball up over her head. Wasn't close, but she got it back, and a foul on Bestanding. Ellie picks up her third foul. She had two in the second quarter. That's the first foul of the fourth quarter on the Titans. Lubin came up a little gimpy after that exchange. Free throw up. Good. She's got 8 points now, and it's 39-22. Out comes McLarnon. Somebody else, Howe out for the Titans. Free throw for Lubin, up and good. That gives her 9 points. 40-22, an 18-point advantage. To the front court. Who else is in there now? Schaefer Cumberland, a 5'5 senior for the Titans, along with Chazzy Fry back in. Three-pointer, left side, up and good from the corner for Maddie Bredemeyer. Her first three of the game, and it's 40-25. To the front we go. Give the ball to Weber on the right side. Now elevate the ball with the pass. Trying to get it down that left corner for Harley Reyes, and it's too tall. It's out of bounds. It will be Titan ball with 5:45 to go in this fourth period. Up the floor with it. Titans with the basketball. They take it out on the left side to Cumro. In an open standing, three ball on the way up. No good by Bredemeyer. Rebound brought down by Beathy. A foul called on the Titans on Lillian Bowen, her first. Second team foul of the quarter. Clock will start to move now at 5:25 in this fourth period. On the right side in the hand of Weber, driving all the way in off the glass. Good. Went in strong, got it up on the glass, and went in. Molly's first 2 points of the ballgame. Makes it 42-25. The standing right side on the floor with it to Bredemeyer with the pass. Bredemeyer goes in. Shot rejected by Beathy. It went back to Bredemeyer, then taken away by the Thunderbirds. The front court with it will come. Sage Rother. Over it goes on the pass to Weber. Now the corner to Fry and back out to the top. to Rother again. They play skip ball here back and forth. Now they take it in to Beefy. Turns in the lane. No. Missed the shot. It was blocked. Rebound comes down to Harley Lubin, who turns around and puts it in. And our score now goes 44-25. The Thunderbirds lead. Humboldt, Taylor Rock Senior held to just 5 points here so far in about 12 minutes of second half action. Inside to the standing, blocked away by Beefy. Get the ball out of there to Molly Weber. Coming up the floor. Leaves the ball back. Now down in the corner. Now into Beefy on the left block. Kicks it back out. Now to Fry for three in the corner. Too strong. Rebound. Beefy takes away from the standing and puts it in from the left side. She's got eight, and it's now 46-25. Halfway through quarter number four here in Humboldt tonight in our girls' game. Bowen with it. Drives in. Floats it on the rim. Won't go. Rebound. Beefy brings it down, and then she's going to be fouled. Even though Bowen was in front of her, Lillington could call for the foul here. That'll be her second. Third foul of the quarter. T-Birds brings Sophia Schmidt back in and Charlene Bobadilla. Titans with a bunch of changes here. They'll bring in Eden Durier, 5'5 sophomore. McFarnan stays in. Fry stays in. Schaefer Kummerl in the game yet. And Howe take the ball down low and also in there. Kennedy McFarnan, if I didn't mention, the ball is knocked out of bounds off of the T-Birds. HTRS basketball. Coming up the floor will be HTRS, down now by 21 points here. To the front court with the ball, P.J. Howe. To Kummerl on the left, so they get the right side. Back to Howe, drives in. Shot rejected by Ashley Beefy. She's having a good night on the defensive end here for the Thunderbirds. JCC to inbound, or excuse me, the Titans inbound, I'm sorry. Got all my letters discombobulated there for a moment. Bounce pass in, got loose, but it comes over across the floor to Kummerl. Cross court with a pass to Keaton Durier. Ball taken away on the next pass. Coming the other way, a basket, but traveling before the shot left her hand on Sophia Schmidt. Clock stops at the 3 minute mark of this fourth quarter. Titans have the basketball. Boys game will come up next, about 25 minutes after the conclusion of this game. Off the left side, down in the corner, driving. A bounce pass in, and a reach in foul. Harley Lubin, me again. Harley called for foul number four. First foul of the quarter. Titans bring in Bailey Schmidt, a 5'9 freshman. Looks like our starters may be pretty well done in this ball game for JCC. Also in there for JCC, Nevaeh Brown, I think I had her earlier. And the Titans turn it over on the inbound. So JCC will inbound in front of the Titan bench. Up the floor, Johnson County Central with the basketball. Left side, Leighton Beefy with it. Pass the ball across to Schmidt. Drive, shoots, in, out, no. Rebound on the offensive end. The put back for Audrey Case. Her first field goal gives her 4 points on the night, 48-25. Off the left side, ball, good defense there by Kennedy McCarron. Excuse me, the other 12, the other side, John. Sophia Schmidt. Titans will have it on the sideline. Back in, Sage Rother and Harley Reyes for JCC. Now the ball comes in the backcourt, Keaton Durier. Cross court with it, Kummerl. Kummerl holds, looks. Against the 2-3 zone. Oh, and the ball tipped by the Thunderbirds. Then it goes off the hand of P.J. Howe out of bounds on the sideline. 2:05 to play. Bringing the ball up to the front court, Leighton Beefy, 5'8 sophomore off the right side. Play catch over there with it. Beefy's got it back now down in the corner. Reyes for three. In, out, no good. Weak side rebound on the right side. No good by Sage Rother. Follow won't go, and here come the T-Birds on the defense, getting back into that zone. Now H3S with the ball on the right side. Take the ball cross court. A drive in, a whip to the corner. Pull-up shot. Rother up, and that'll be P.J. Howe. Good. Her second hoop makes it 48-27. On the right side with the ball now, late into Beefy. Pass the ball inside to Cage. Back out with a minute 15 to go. Swinging around the right side. Beefy again. That is Leighton Beefy, a 5'8 sophomore. Lob it over to the corner. Reyes fakes the three. Takes it back out. 14 on the shot clock and a three-pointer on the way. No good by Beefy. Rebound in the corner. Audrey Cage runs it down. Now to Reyes. Three ball left corner. On the rim. No. Rebound tipped out of there by Cage. And now they'll give her the ball underneath. She'll shoot it. No, but she will be fouled. And we'll head back to the free throw line where she is 2 out of 3 on the night. That can't be right. About 2 out of 4 at this point. She'll be at the line again with 48 seconds to go. On the way up and good. Gives her 5 points in the game, 49-27. Bailey Schmidt, a 5'9 freshman in for Humboldt Table Rocks here. Chloe Shep in there, a 5'7 sophomore. Free throw rattles around and goes in for Audrey Case. 50-27. Case will sit down. Peyton Brand, a 6-foot sophomore, checks in. Holy cow. What's in that water up there around the Tecumseh area with all these tall girls? Keep bringing them off the bench. There's a drive inside and a whistle and a foul on the T-Bird. It's going to be called on Grace Frederick, who just checked in. And at the free throw line will be the Titans. Free throw up and good. A high arcing shot by Bailey Schmidt. She has her first point of the night. 50-28. Second one up and short. No good. Scramble for the rebound, and it's brought down by Navea Brown. Up the floor, Reyes will hold it. Shot clock still on. Take the ball inside for Peyton Brandt. Inside shot up, blocked away by Bailey Schmidt. Here come the Titans with no shot clock and 20 seconds to go in the ball game. It'll be P.J. Howe handing the ball off. Working that out, Chloe Shep. Left side Howe can't get open for a shot. Back out top. Too high on the pass. Cross court knocked away. Stolen. That's been a big key in this ball game. The turnovers by the Titans. And with 1.4 seconds left, we got a foul on a layup attempt on HTRS. Foul on 24. Yeah, Eden Dirty. Okay, there she is. And half the line will be the Thunderbirds. Up. Free throw. No good. Free throws for Navea Brown. Misses the first one. She'll have one more here. Up, no good again. And that will end our ball game. Your final score, Johnson County Central 50, HTRS 28. 50-28. We're back after wrap it up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, here's the score in our ball game. For HTRS, they are led by Elsie Bestanding. I had her a dozen points and 11 rebounds on the night. She had 10 of those points in the first quarter. 8 for Lillian Bowen, all of her scoring in the first half. 4 for P.J. Howe, 3 for Maddie Bredemeyer, and Bailey Schmidt had 1 for the Titan total of 28. They went 2 of 8 at the free throw line tonight. For Johnson County Central, they are led by Harley Lubin with 11 points on the night. Then they really spread it out. Riley Wellensick with 9. 8 for Ashley Beaton, had a big night on the defensive end. 7 apiece for Sophia Schmid, Audrey Case in the game. 6 for Harley Reyes and a couple of triples. And 2 more for Molly Weber tonight. They win the game by a score of 50-28 and improved to 12-4 on the season. HTRS girls now 8-7 on the season as they get ready for more basketball later in the week. 50-28 your final in our girls game. Johnson County Central with the win. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's game, Mead Lumber. Building more than projects, they are building community at Mead Lumber. We will take a break. The boys are out warming up. They've got the clock running down. We'll be back here in about 10 or 12 minutes with the second half of tonight's doubleheader on Sunny 101.3.